Welcome, everybody, to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. I'm so excited to be with you this week. I want to just dive in and speak on the topic of confusion. Confusion, when we were once certain about a specific thing, and then all of a sudden we get confused about it. Have you ever been so certain about something, so courageous about something, only to maybe start questioning yourself? You start questioning if you should even pursue it. Confusion is one of those things that typically has an underlying condition. It happens to all of us and it knocks on everybody's door, but it keeps us in a mental fog. Confusion comes and it doesn't allow for clarity, certainty, and courage. The underlying condition of confusion, thoughts that rise within us, that make us question. We even question if they're thoughts that are perhaps not coming from any other source other than maybe God. Or we think these thoughts must be mine. After all, I've had them. And then we can't discern, decipher, perceive. Are they my thoughts? Are they God's thoughts? Or am I up under an attack, so to speak? An attack from an enemy. Is my mind under attack? And sometimes when confusion comes, we cannot even discern that it is an attack of the enemy. Let me enlighten you. Confusion sometimes comes into our lives because we're discouraged. Discouragement, when it hits and knocks at our door, we're discouraged about a situation that hasn't changed. We're discouraged about a problem that we're facing. We feel overwhelmed. We feel the pressure of that problem, that chaos, that situation that is beyond our control. Oftentimes, the underlying condition of a lot of our confusion is because of discouragement. We're disappointed. Disappointment is another underlying condition for confusion. We're disappointed. We're discouraged. And that is the enemy's ground to come in and plant a thought. You see, confusion is really an opportunity for the enemy to take ground and now cause almost this grayness and this mental fogginess in our minds. Have you ever been very certain about something? You knew. You were sure. You said, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to open up that business. I am going to do X, Y, and Z. I am going to do this. I am going to accomplish it. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to stand strong. I'm going to be flat-footed, anchored, if you will, in this petition that I have, in this belief that I have, in this goal that I have. And then something happens. Something intercepted you. And now you question yourself when days before you didn't. And now you wonder if you have what it takes when before you were courageous enough to believe it. That's confusion. Perhaps discouragement intercepted. Perhaps you feel discouraged because of something that happened in your life. And when you once felt so sure, so certain, now you're not quite so sure. There's a really cool parable in the Bible, and it really talks about the different soils in Mark chapter 4, verse 3. And one of the soils in verse 18 talks about the thorny ground. And the thorny ground really talks about this kind of ground where these thorns, and when the seed wants to be planted or wants to sprout, there's these thorns that get in the way and they end up choking what was planted. This reminds me of confusion, because oftentimes we sow the seeds in our heart, or seeds of maybe faith, or seeds of certainty, of seeds of belief get planted in our heart only to get choked by the thorns of life. What are these thorns? In verse 18, we're told what the thorns are. The thorns are the cares of this world. And then it goes on to say, the deceitfulness of this world. Deceitfulness is really, it leads to confusion. You get deceived, and now you're confused. You get deceived by a thought, and now you're confused. You see, our thoughts and our attitudes, even our appetites, they have the power to strangle what we once believed. Our thoughts and our attitudes and our appetites have the capacity to choke even the promise that God gave you. This is where weeds begin to grow. And in this parable, these weeds that begin to grow, they actually choke the very thought that we had once, where we believed, we were strong, we were certain. You see, when you have certainty, or I should say courage, and there's no confusion, but there's a clarity of mind, my thoughts are aligned. My thoughts are thoughts that are full of truth. When I'm in that state, when I'm in that disposition and in that position, there's courage at hand. You're fierce. You'll go for it. You'll take a step out of the boat. You won't be afraid to try. Now, in this parable, we're told that these cares of life begin to choke the word. We get confused now. So what are these cares of the world? The cares of the world, all our problems, all of the things that worry you, the things that make you feel fearful and uncertain about your future and even your present time. All the cares of the world. Are you a mom? Then you have cares of the world. Do you work? You have cares of the world. Everything that you do, everything that surrounds you, the relationships that you have, the family that you have, then you have cares of the world. The cares of the world, really, if you define it, it means a divided mind. Now your mind is divided. You once used to have a clear thought, but now your mind is divided. But notice that confusion didn't just come in overnight. It started with the discouragement, with the disappointment, with the cares of this world. And now the cares of the world keep you in a divided mind. A divided mind that is now full of anxiety. You're full of confusion. You think you don't have what it takes. You're not good enough. This stress causes a division of the mind. In other words, you have way too many options. Think about that. Confusion comes because now you're stressed out. Confusion comes because now you have this anxiousness about you. You're stressed out. Your mind is divided. You used to be certain, remember? You used to be sure. But the cares of this world divided your mind. You need to identify, because the more you are aware of what's happening inside of you, the more you can handle it, the better you can handle it, the better you can confront it. Think about all those thorns that begin to grow, the weeds. I love pulling weeds in my backyard. There's this type of weed that comes up and it looks like the leaves of a flower. But the closer I get to it, it's got thorns. It's those thorns, one by one, that's created, that begins to create chaos. To the point where I can't go into my backyard anymore if I don't pull them up right away. I want you to reflect. Be aware. We all have them. Thorns are always going to be there. Why? Because there's always going to be a care of life. There's always something we could worry about. There's always something we could be anxious about. And oftentimes those things are beyond our control. Humility speaks loud. Humility says those things that are out of our control, we can put them at the feet of God and we can say, God, here you go. This is stressing me out. But I was not born to carry that stress. Did you know you were not born to carry anxiety in your life? That is only a sign that you don't know how to regulate the stresses that are in your life. All of that is only going to cause my mind to be divided. I want you to pause. Take a deep breath. Have you had a divided mind? If so, clear up and get rid of all the clutter. Have a clear mind. You are strong. You are capable. See, when we invite confusion in our lives, what we're really saying, and when we invite all those worries and anxiety, what we're really saying, because we have now a divided mind, too many options in our mind, we are inviting confusion. When we invite confusion, we actually are creating an atmosphere for worry, for fear, and for anxiety. The reason why there's anxiety is because you invited confusion. The reason why you are afraid is because you invited confusion. So how do I fix it? Well, I want you to look at all of the options in your mind. Where did confusion begin? Where did you get discouraged? What disappointed you? Are you under an attack where you recognize the enemy took ground in the and started to occupy space in the territory of my mind? Now, he doesn't have power. He only has the power that we relinquish. So maybe you let him in through a thought. How? Well, I got discouraged. The suggestion I started to agree with. Why? Because I have a lot of cares of life. You need to know how to manage the stress, how to handle it, and not carry weight that is unnecessary. Don't invite confusion, because it's only going to create more worry. You see, speak truth to yourself. What is really truth? What was that first option you had? That first thought you had that you know it came from God? It was so empowering. It made you feel like you can conquer it. You remember that one thought that you had? And you're like, no, I am worthy. I got this. I'm strong enough. I'm courageous enough. I can do this. Do you remember? Go back to that. Remember. Go back to that and stay there. Whatever you allowed, all those other options that came in, whatever you allowed through discouragement, through disappointment, through some problem, through the cares of life, lay those things at God's feet and give it to him. Those are not the options, because it only led you to confusion. This week, I just want to invite you to and challenge you to begin to think about all those thoughts that keep you in a divided mind. Think about all the cares of life. How do you handle the cares of life? What are you used to doing that makes you handle cares of life that way? Don't ignore it. Face it head on. You have the courage to do so. You have enough power inside of you to be able to do it. And go back to that thought that made you feel courageous again.